The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday.
There we go.
The first of September and Labor Day. And we are here laboring. So there. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. And we have guests today on Labor Day. Otherwise, we'd be gone. Well, not gone. I'd still be laying comatose in the bed.
But no, yeah. Well, no, you got up. You were up. I've been yesterday. Up all, yes, yeah. It's been a productive weekend, right? Labor Day.
It has been a productive.
This is a federal holiday today, so you know, don't put out your garbage. Or the banks are closed, et cetera. Post offices,
et cetera.
So is the first Monday in September to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the development achievements in the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's going
to
be
to honor. Oh, my God. What are we going to do with that? We're honoring labor. And also, there were some proclamations for no child labor. And the list goes on. We'll insert those a little bit along the way.
And today, we're having the 39th Annual Labor Day Picnic. Starts at 10 a.m. over at Anderson River Park. Meal tickets are $5. Ages 6 and under are free. Plenty of free activities there. Watermelon eating contest, live music, fishing derby, kids fun zone. Yeah, soda, water, beer, and other concessions available for minimal charge. Okay, you can probably buy them right out there. Come celebrate the day for all working men and women.
Well, I haven't done the
events open to the public, smoke-free.
All right, I haven't done the weather yet, but if you're looking to be out,
we haven't said hi to David.
Well,
David came in today. Thanks for coming out
David.
On Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, and do you have, besides it's Labor Day, so let's just stay with that for this particular segment. 66 degrees is the current weather outside. Looks like we have patches of smoke and then sunny according to this forecast on Labor Day with our highs of 101 tonight, overnight lows of 71. Tomorrow is calling for 101 as well, and Wednesday about 100. Now in the newspaper, I was reading the newspaper. We get the newspaper now. It's delivered in the mail
on
Saturdays. You know,
yeah.
And do I sound like I'm bummed? Yeah, because I like to go out front and get the paper. Just the old, it's like an old school, like a thing that you used to do. And there are certain papers that I want to read in my hands. It's like, would you prefer a book or would you prefer the iPad? I like both, actually. But with the newspaper, I really like to read a paper and pour over a paper a certain time of the morning. Especially on the weekends. But anyway, so it said in the paper that it was going to be like 106, 105. So according to the National Weather Service that we get here on this particular week, looks like we aren't, in the lower, like 103 or 102 on Wednesday, and Thursday we go back down to, 100, and Friday 99, under 100. So that's the kind of week we have ahead of us. But if you're looking for today, it's calling for 101 and partially smoky. I didn't see that coming in this morning, but there you go. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned company where you always get senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. 7:09 in the morning on this Labor Day. What do you got over there? I know you want to talk about some stuff.
I have lots of things, but is there national day today besides Labor Day? David?
National Forgiveness Day.
Oh, okay.
Hey, forgiveness lowers your blood pressure.
I bet it does.
Of course it does. You know, have you ever been upset with somebody and then all of a sudden there's like an epiphany
that
said, you know what, just forgive them.
Just let it go.
Okay, I do have something that my friend sent me yesterday, Brian. Brian's walking his dog, and this is for everybody. He's walking his dog, 17-year-old dog.
Oh, man.
A border collie.
Mm-hmm.
He looks down. There's a rattlesnake at his dog's feet. He grabs his dog, scares his dog. Dog turns and bites him. And then while he's getting his dog away, the snake strikes and hits him. He also gets snake bit. At the same time, he gets dog bit. Now, hospital.
Brian, we're thinking about you.
We are, Brian, buddy. My brother. Anyway, it turns out the snake did not put any venom in him. So that was
an
the good.
An empty snake.
It was an empty snake. Rattlesnakes can choose whether to put venom into somebody or to a prey.
They can choose?
The small ones, the baby ones can't. They strike and you get the whole enchilada.
Oh, okay.
But older snakes, grown snakes, they can strike you and not eject venom into you. Anyway, so he got struck, but they were going to keep him overnight anyway, just to make sure that there was no venom in him. You know, they'd done tests and all that. So, saving a 17-year-old dog. Dog bites him, snake bites him.
Oh, well, you know.
You know what? This was not the day.
No.
To buy the billion-dollar lotto ticket, buddy.
I think that, we saw this with Snooki. Older dog, you know, just like bones, achy, you know, leave me alone. And he grabs him. So he was, the reflex, I'm sure, was just fear and like he didn't know in that fast moment, you know, just, I just feel bad. Labor Day history, 37,000 strikes by workers marked the last two decades of the 1800s. By early 20th century, up to 800 American workers had lost their lives in these strikes. One of the fiercest tensions with the Pullman strike, where workers in the Pullman company went on strike to complain of their sliced wages by about 30%. The federal government sent the military to enforce a court injunction against the strike. Sound familiar? The strike ended up being a bloody riot for more than 30 deaths and property damage worth $80 million. Now, we're talking about 1800s, folks. 6 days after the incidents, President Cleveland made Labor Day a federal holiday in an attempt to appease the workers. The first Labor Day in U.S. was observed on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City. The holiday was celebrated in accordance to the Central Labor Union plans. The day was then officially declared a federal holiday in 1894.
Okay. All right. So we told you about what's going on at Anderson River Park over in the main barbecue area. It starts at 10 o'clock today. It's going to be it's Labor Day celebration, and everybody's invited. $5 or $6 tickets for food. And then they've got everything else there, a bunch of fun things for the kids, and everybody's invited. So there. And we told you about our friend Brian.
Brian. Yeah.
I mean, oh, by the way.
Brian's a good guy, too.
We have some sad news that we're going to take an early break. And I have some sad news I need to share with everybody. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue.
Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to Labor Day. This holiday edition, if you will, of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Black.
Got you tickled, didn't I?
Yes, of course you did.
Hey, yeah. Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Nobody fixes windshields better than Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, be it a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it, guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Yes, don't take chances. And for sure, don't take your windshield out to a side-of-the-road person. Oh, I'll fix it. Yes. No. Jeff brings the vehicles into a climate controlled area, puts a special mixture on it, and you don't have to worry after that. You know, just, he is truly the windshield whisperer when it comes to fixing them. Just, for a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. In the business 30 years, and like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, sad news. I did not win the billion in the lotto. Did you just say the S word?
Shoot.
Oh, you got to watch her.
I smiled when I said it, so
David,
it sounded, like a different vowel.
Got to watch her. Listen,
okay.
Listen tight with her.
No.
Yep.
I did not win the billion. And it's too bad because Redding in Shasta County, you would have been happy. Because how much money does it take for Linda and I? You know, a couple of cents a day. You know.
What, but did they say who won? Like in what state?
No, I don't, it didn't, I didn't say. But it did give the numbers. And mine weren't on there. So, but here's the thing. So then you get half. So you got $500 million. Okay, so what would you do with it? Now, how many really, how much do you need? So I would figure out, I would have a, you know, I'd start a 501, and I would be giving all that money away. You and I had already talked about mm-hmm. this. After we took care of ourselves and our kids and our family, you know, then we'd be giving that money away. Could it be that we give like $80 million to build that new jail?
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Could it be is
an
that
equestrian Haven, center.
Equestrian center yes. that we built. How about Haven Humane would never worry again about money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, all this would be put in there. And the whole idea is after... You know, I'm gone and you're gone. The kids take care of themselves. They're doing very well. And, you know, is that all that money will be given away to good causes?
Okay.
No, that's you and I discussed that.
Yes,
and there's
we did.
No reason to keep that money. I mean, that is like found money. So.
Well.
And nothing going to a political candidate. None. Zero. Zippy. None. No.
No.
It would be things that would help people. Like redo a
it'd be foundation.
One thing.
There would be a foundation.
I would redo the rodeo. Oh, the jail. You know, but it would have right. to be named the Carl and Linda Bott Jail.
No, it wouldn't.
It would have to be called Carl and Linda Bott
no,
Center.
I don't want my...
Center.
No.
For mixed up people with a big red neon arrow pointing to the entrance. So as they brought him into this brand new state-of-the-art jail named after you and me, there'd be like a neon light. And then when they opened the doors, there'd be things like going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was your news?
That was
Is that as good as you can get today?
No, I've got better. Burning okay. Man. Have you ever heard of the Burning Man?
Of course.
Burning Man. Started,
absolutely.
Started in like 1986.
We have friends that are regulars.
We do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me off the air who they are. Because... My whole attitude may change. Here it is.
Well,
it started
I'll tell you
in
19.
This is their last day of Burning Man.
Okay, let me
and
tell you how I know
about
it.
This is where they burn that
yes.
huge, huge statue, wooden statue.
Yeah, that they build
they,
every year.
They build
to burn
every
it.
Year to burn it. But somebody was killed there this year.
Oh no!
And that's first time that's ever happened.
The winds were so high. Did you see some of the footage?
Last year. Oh no! On opening day, they couldn't get in. In 2 years
their,
ago,
their
it
orgy
rained
area.
So yeah. The orgy
unfortunately,
building
was closed down.
Was blown down.
You know what they always say? Don't. You know why you don't sleep naked on the beach? Because you don't want to get sand in your Schlitz.
You know, I hope people are listening today. Why didn't you delete that?
I got my finger on the button.
Okay, you better because she's ramping up here. She's ramping up. Anyway, so yeah, this thing's huge. But for the last 2 years, they have not sold out the tickets, and they're starting maybe having some financial problems. They're the Burning Man.
Well,
it's been going on since.
How many reports? Who reported that? And how many have reported that same?
What?
Fact, if it is a fact, that they haven't had the same kind of attendance the last 2 years.
They announced that themselves. But they still got like 10,000 people.
Waiting
there.
Lists. And
tickets. You go out in the middle of the desert and you've got to take care of yourself. They've got,
They built communities in the desert
built,
and there's only and bartering.
And there's, it's set on 10,
bartering with water, bartering with food, bartering with massages, bartering with music, whatever you barter with, you come in there and I mean, yeah. Let's see. I knew a guy that went with his daughter. I believe a friend of ours that's deceased, he went with his kids. I had a lot of my IT friends in Nashville and Sacramento. And that's how I found out about it.
Well,
IT guy that came to my house, and I was all intrigued about it and had to look it up and study it. Yeah.
It's set by 10 guided principles. Or 10 principles. Radical inclusion, gifting, decombinification, radical self-reliance, radical self-expression, communal effort, civic responsibility, leaving no trace, participation, and immediacy. And so people go there and, well, you know, your brother, we should have borrowed his Volkswagen van and say, hey, we're taking it to Burning Man.
I think he's selling it.
Well, Ooh.
He's got a Vanagon.
Yeah.
Talk about holding its value and then some.
Yeah.
Probably tripled in value.
So
quadrupled.
If you've never seen it, you may see excerpts on YouTube or something like that when they burn the big, you know, the statue itself.
There's a name for it.
People walk around in various costumes and naked and all these things.
Anything goes.
And it's hot. And the sand blows.
Yep. It's just a thing.
I don't know. You know what?
What's the movie that Charlize Theron was in that was Mad Max? It's a little like that.
Yeah, think of it like Mad Max with no with nobody shooting at you, you hope. All right. Okay. So I did my Burning Man. I did my we didn't win the billion, and my story on Brian and his dog and a snake.
Oh, man.
Watch out for snakes out there, my friends. Just watch out for snakes.
It's definitely on the radar.
Yep.
I mean, I told you about, we have a friend who is near and dear to us. And not only that, it wasn't just like this is a one-off. I mean, she and her husband have had, you know, like 2 years of just this operation and that health emergency, et cetera, et cetera. So you just imagine, going to go outside and do some
of my
plant.
Garden, take care of my garden.
Oh, there's some leaves. I'm going to reach down because I can right now. And I'm going to put those leaves in that snap, snake bite.
Yep.
In the leaves.
In the hospital.
In the hospital with the snake poison for I don't know how many days.
It's called venom. Rosie O'Donnell, who I usually don't talk about. But even
issued
a huge apology. Well, yeah, I guess I don't know.
I saw a little of that.
Yeah, she after the shooting, that terrible shooting in Minneapolis. What does Rosie say? What do you know? It was a white guy, Republican, MAGA person, white supremacist. Well, as it turns out, it's a trans, hates everything, everybody, and she actually came out. Said, I know a lot of you were upset about the video I made before I went away for a few days, and said, you're right. I did not do my due diligence before I made that emotional statement. I said things about the shooter that were incorrect.
I just assumed.
Yeah, that most shooters, they followed a standard MO and had a standard, you know, feelings of, you know, NRA loving kind of people. Well, if you look at the shootings at these schools lately in the churches, it's been trans people who have
flipped,
who hate Trump, who hate, in this case, hated religion, hated Jews, hated blacks, hated Mexicans, pretty much hated everybody but other shooters. I mean, a tragedy. But then you have people like this that try to split the divide even further.
On a positive note, before we take our break, three Scottish brothers set a world record Saturday for completing the fastest unsupported row across the full Pacific Ocean.
Pacific?
Yes.
Or Atlantic?
No, Pacific.
Okay.
Jamie Ewan and Lachlan McLean completed the journey in 139 days, arriving in Cairns, Australia. They rode over 9,000 miles nonstop from Peru, becoming the first team to achieve the full crossing from South America to Australia.
And no support?
The trio from Edinburgh endured storms, seasickness, injuries, and violent storms, including one that swept Lachlan overboard, while raising over $945,000 towards a target for clean water projects. The three rode into Cairns Marlin Marina playing the bagpipes and waving the Scottish, Australian, United Kingdom flags.
Yay.
More than 50 family members, supporters, and fans, including their mother, Sheila, greeted the brothers. In hours before their arrival, the eldest brother, Ewan, uploaded a video calling the marina ahead for their approach. Do you have pizza and beer? I repeat, do you have pizza and beer over? The 33-year-old said the journey was the hardest thing he'd ever done, one he would never have completed without his siblings. We've shed tears of joy and laughed till our cheeks hurt. Middle brother Jamie said the things began to look dire towards the end. We seriously thought we might run out of food, he said.
Because they didn't have a support crew
with
them.
That's
they
the three
brought
of, that's
the food.
It.
I'd like to see what their boat looked like. It must have been pretty good size.
The previous record for the fastest full unassisted nonstop Pacific row was 160 days.
And they did it in what?
I got to go back to the top here. What did I say? 139 days.
Okay, this is 9,000 miles. Three guys rode.
Brothers.
Well, yeah, three
brothers.
Oh,
my God, they got to write a book. This is a whole thing they have to talk about. What they went through. They said seasickness. One brother was thrown overboard.
Yeah, during the storm.
Wow.
Got him back. Well, you know what? That is a good one to end on before we bring in Barry Weiswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys. And something's happening with the Asphalt Cowboys. Oh, pretty soon.
Yeah, we got that big yellow poster.
Yeah. Okay.
71st annual.
We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And I'm headed out west because I want to be a cowboy, baby. Hey, welcome back. What is this? What is this? No, Kid Rock. Oh, okay, that's okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Not open today. It's Labor Day. But they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've won Best in the North State 3 years in a row, and just good, good, good people there. I mean, you can trust them. They got a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, only watch repairmen, only stone cutters, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open, in this case, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And here we are again. He begged. He's followed me around. He's paid me money. Yes, Barry Weiswasser is back on the show.
Good
from Asphalt
morning.
Cowboys. Now, see, he was set up.
Set up is right.
Set up weeks ago to be on here to talk about this big event they're having, and he just didn't even show up. He forgot. Oh. And then, since then, there has been, I'm sorry. You know, Barry, we're used to people not showing up.
You're killing me. It wasn't
the first time.
You're killing
well,
me.
It wasn't the first time people haven't shown up. Now, it's very rude, and you know, and usually you don't get another shot at it.
That's not true, because we all know the human condition.
Plus the fact that a lot of times
CRS.
You guys are killing me.
Of course, there are times that I have double
booked. Can I hear an amen?
I have double booked at times, too.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here hosting a show while he's gone in the mountains, and he double booked. I mean, somebody, not once, but twice.
What? He's done that to me as well.
Okay. Get off your perch.
Now we get back into the total lies again.
Get off your perch.
You know how you can tell somebody in yellow shirt? If somebody's wearing a yellow shirt, can you tell how they're lying? Their lips are moving. Okay. Barry, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Hey, there's a barbecue coming up, folks.
Okay, yes.
And it's our 71st annual Asphalt Cowboy Community Barbecue in the Lake Reading Park. And
What day?
It's Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday what?
7th of September.
Okay, all right.
A little bit late to be talking about it.
2025.
No, it's not, because that means every single day we can talk about it up to the weekend of next.
This is next weekend.
I'll be here an hour from now,
so I can repeat all of this.
An hour from
now. Just because, you know, I was absent.
Sometimes you need
on our
to.
Original date. Anyway, if you see somebody in a yellow shirt walking around, they probably have barbecue tickets for sale, and they're $13 each. If you aren't able to buy one, same price as last year. If you're not able to buy one before the barbecue, you can buy one at the barbecue itself for $15. So it's only $2 more if you miss.
Now, this is the one that's on over by Lake Reading.
Correct. Lake Reading Park.
And
it is the largest drive-in restaurant.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
In the United States for 4 hours.
Okay. So now in a little area over there, you've got raffles. Let's talk about what's happening if you decide to park and make an afternoon of it.
If you go through the walkthrough,
right,
you can eat in the park, and we have a live auction with an auctioneer. And what we do when we're selling tickets is ask some of the businesses if they would mind donating an auction item. And we got some fabulous stuff. I got a great auction item from Four Winds Jewelers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're awesome.
They're wonderful.
They're very nice.
Yes.
But anyway, there'll be music and tri-tip chicken.
Two very expensive raffle baskets. Did I hear that wrong?
I might have missed that.
Okay, because I'm wondering if you can buy raffle tickets, must you be present in order if you get the raffle?
If it's a raffle item, then you would not have to be present to win.
Well, get back to me on that, because I'd like to buy raffle tickets for the baskets.
Okay.
And anyway, so what we're trying to do is drive people to circle your calendar on that Sunday, which is like 6 days from now.
Yep. Anyways, if you go through the drive-through, be sure and honk your horn, because I'll be there grilling chicken.
Ooh, okay.
I've been in the Cowboys for 26 years, and I was always, from my first year on, I was grilling tri-tip. And then they decided, okay, we have to move Barry. This is my third year on chicken. And it's fine. I get to sit more. You know, at my age, that's a good thing.
So why?
Carl would know that.
Well, I'm curious why you get to sit with chicken and you have to stand with tri-tip.
Well, because tri-tip, you have to turn more often.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, but I wanted to hear it from...
Chicken, he can burn it on both sides without moving.
I wanted to hear from the grill master why.
Obviously, you have not eaten our chicken.
I don't eat chicken. I do not eat chicken from public places.
I do.
Yeah, I will eat your tri-tip.
Then you're missing out because my chicken. Mm.
You ever had raw chicken? Burn on the outside. Raw on the inside.
I've seen it. I haven't eaten.
But he's making it, so you're looking at the guy that's doing it.
And we temp check it.
Yes.
Everyone. Sure. Every little piece. Those thousands of pieces.
Thousands.
They temp check it.
We have.
I know you do.
4,600 pounds of tri-tip. And 2,500 pounds of chicken will do that.
And by the way, I was just kidding. I have had the chicken from this, and it is excellente.
All right, so let's put on the positive spin instead of the
razz. No, I was just kidding with him.
Yeah.
So
no, I think
you know
that's
what?
Cool, though,
when you think about this, that's 6,000 pounds of meat.
Yeah, over.
About
over
how many 6, people 000? Do you usually encounter that come through? I mean, I know you have a clicker. So how many people?
We do close to 7,000 meals.
What?
Yeah, we have cars that come and pick up 20 meals.
Okay.
To take to some business or a family function or something like that. But yeah, it's amazing. And it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 hours, and we will serve that many people.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea. You know, you maybe can't, you're going to drive through, you're going to go on the boat, or you're going to go someplace that's not downtown.
Or you're going to watch the first 49er home game. I think it's a home game. But the 49ers will be playing, and a lot of times, one in the party will come and pick up meals for everybody to go back and watch the game. So it's
awesome.
What
do you do with the extra food?
The extra food?
I mean, there must be like maybe 3 or 4 dinners left over.
Sure.
And I mean, usually
there may be whole tri-tips left over.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times we'll sell them to the public.
Okay.
You know.
So you can buy a bag of tri-tip too. Then.
Well.
Or whatever.
Possibly,
okay.
Depending. We did run out of food 1 year.
Oh.
We had to turn people away.
Who had tickets?
Yes.
Oh.
It was terrible. We had to refund hundreds of dollars, perhaps thousands of dollars for
there's
people
nothing,
who turned back.
There's
that
nothing
was bad.
That would upset somebody that brings his family in, but plenty of time left.
You can have beans and coleslaw.
And comes in to get their lunches that they had already paid for, and there's Barry standing out in front going, sorry, we ran out of food.
How
did you do that?
I stood out.
But how did you run out of food? Did you just totally under
it? I don't know. I was
it?
Not the order. Oh. Yes, it was the, I think it was 21 or 2022.
Wow.
And we just... It was unbelievable the number of people that came. I mean, it was way more than expected.
Well, 21, you know, I could see 21 because it's right after COVID.
It might have been 21.
People were just coming out,
yes.
wanting to do
they wanted
anything.
To, yes.
Rodeo. Oh, our rodeo was just jam-packed because people were just said, I've had it.
Right.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's bad that.
It was very bad. It was very embarrassing.
It is.
And we hate turning people away.
I never even knew about it until you brought it up.
I was just kidding. It never happened.
Well, you know what? I think, okay, but what we love about the Asphalt Cowboys is that you all are very, very involved in the community, own businesses, and we love the transparency because the reality is is that that happens. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You're going to have days like that.
Believe me, it won't happen again.
You just never know who's, you know, there. We're still seeing trickle down from COVID.
Sure.
Many, many businesses, it's the 5 years after or the 4 years after, they're now experiencing what it was to shift and get back.
It's hard enough running a business without the government attacking you from
yes.
three different directions.
Right.
It was terrible.
Anyway, so we're here with Barry Weiswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys. We're having the big barbecue here this coming Sunday, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, cool. Welcome back. KCNR this morning on Labor Day. We are laboring on Labor Day, 96.5 FM.
It's a little strange today.
No, we're having a good time. 14:60 a.m. It's almost like I'm actually in my shorts today because we've got our doggy sitter coming today to do like a dry run. Brand new gal that's going to be staying with Buford next week. We'll be at the Pendleton Roundup, and we've got Blake Fisher that's going to come in and cover a lot of what's happening in downtown. Yeah. Some great shows planned.
And our doggy sitters are staying.
And we're going to be joining the Reading Rodeo Group up there, and you know, it'll be interesting. But I wanted to.
We're going to call in every morning and let you know what's going on and the rodeo and the events happening.
Speaking of something that's coming up this week, it's very important to me, and I'm sure it is when you hear this. This launch. It's called Behind the Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren Strickland. It will be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. You'll be hearing some reruns of it, but we're going to do a soft launch, and then every month she will be having a guest speaker on or an author on. Dr. Lauren Strickland is a breast oncologist out of Valor. She's decided to do this show. She will be doing special, just really inside information. We'll be taking callers. And as we launch this and it grows, you know, there'll be people on that are talking about new technologies, new forms of chemo, new forms of treatment. Also probably some patients who will call in and talk about certain things that they're experiencing, and you'll hear it. It's very much needed in a place where some people, when they find out that they have just been discovered that they do have a form of breast cancer, in fear. I do a lot with chicks and chaps, and that has been something that I've really discovered and found out. So we'll have different other surgeons on as well. And so tomorrow I'll be here with her as she kicks off Behind the Pink Mic, 6 p.m. So make sure you tune in for that, because I'm really excited about the show.
I've heard the different runs that y'all been making, and it's this is a very interesting show. She's very knowledgeable, and she's not scary either. Breast cancer is scary.
Well, sometimes
she is such an expert, and she can explain things that are going on. It's 6 o'clock tomorrow night,
right?
And we kick that show off.
But sometimes I just want to share this because Barry's here, and I can do that. When we, as just doing the day in and the minutia of the day in and day out stuff of running a business, dealing with California, we talked about that. Scheduling guests and rescheduling guests, and just like what it is to fill 2 hours, and then running a business afterwards. So, it gets tiresome, and you can't get a break. So when things like this come along, people like this come along, and you can help someone create a vision of a show, it really makes it worthwhile. So I just have to share that. So I want to put my energy behind, and we do want to put our energy behind promoting shows such as this. So welcome back, Barry Weiswasser, talking about the barbecue at Lake Reading Park. That's Sunday, September 7th. That's only $13 pre-sale, or $15 the day of. And you were talking earlier about how much beef and how much, or tri-tip and how much chicken, and that you guys test it so you know it's this particular temperature. And you guys are back there really, your reputations are at stake. And I love that, because you guys always want to put out a great product.
And we do, because people keep coming back every year, and it's great. I mean, we got guys that really know how we have a bean recipe. We call them our cowboy beans. We have coleslaw. We have garlic bread that we grill. But the tri-tip and chicken, of course, is the star attraction. He's over there laughing. What is that?
I'm just looking up examples of what happens if you eat underdone chicken.
Okay. Maybe that's, he's speaking from personal experience.
You know what?
Perhaps.
And that's absolutely true. When I was 10 years
old.
We were moving from one place to another, and this lady had us over for dinner, and she served chicken, and it was terribly undercooked. And my mother said later that it looked like she'd been into cooking brandy for a while, or sherry, I have eaten, I don't know how many of these we've gone to. And sometimes it's tri-tip, sometimes it's chicken. But you always get the beans and the coleslaw and that. It's a great dinner. And, but where does the money go that you raise besides cooking and besides buying 6,000 pounds of food?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we are all sworn volunteer deputies of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
And we have purchased canine units for the Sheriff's Department over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, we bought an equipment trailer for them so they could haul their equipment for marijuana eradication and different things like that.
The money goes back into the community.
Oh, absolutely. We also have
nobody gets a salary.
No, no, nobody yeah. gets any income from. That's why they call it volunteers. But we also have a scholarship fund. This spring we gave $2,000 scholarships.
Cool.
To young people.
Do they have to have required courses they're taking, or is it just?
Well, it started out as a law enforcement scholarship, so young people could afford going into an academy, police academy or whatever.
Sure.
And I think after COVID, these agencies started paying for the academy themselves.
Yeah, it was a way of recruiting. Yeah.
Right. So we had to expand, you know, to pretty much first responders. And people that are going in, you know, even attorneys, people going into law school. But it was,
I could see Cal Fire, you know, kids going to the Cal Fire Academy over there at Shasta.
Yeah.
It's another honorable pursuit that helps
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so the money goes back out into the community is the big thing. If people ever wondered, because, you know, you all have a number of things, plus all the things you do for free without being a fundraiser, and what people need to realize is the Asphalt Cowboys and all this joviality we have, and they're shooting their guns and all this, they were formed and they have done it, have been there for people in needs like the car fire.
Yes.
You served thousands of meals during that time.
And not only that, we raised funds and gave money to people who lost their homes, and especially people who lost family members. It was just so sad. I think we gave away about $72,000.
You know, I keep around with Barry because we're buddies and have been for a long time. But the Asphalt Cowboys are set up. They can feed thousands of people, as we know. And it's not just pancakes. It's all across the menu to help people in need. And you have gone out and you have volunteered your time, everything into helping schools, to helping, you know, other events that you hold on, that you all go out there.
It seems like hundreds.
You know what? It seems like I've seen more this year than I have before. Maybe I've been paying a little more attention. But you all been out cooking in several different organizations.
Yeah, well, we do most of the schools will do the is it called? Sober Grad Night.
Oh, okay.
We'll
excellent.
Do a breakfast in the morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you play your accordion? Well, this sober grad night?
Rarely.
Oh,
rarely.
Okay.
Sometimes if there's a dance floor and everybody's ready to polka.
Oh, I love it. Like, there's nothing more fun than a polka.
Okay,
we've got
a minute left, so tell us.
I'm kidding.
Hit us again with this weekend.
Okay, this Sunday at Lake Redding Park, we're having our 71st annual Asphalt Cowboy Community Barbecue, serving freshly grilled tri-tip and chicken, cowboy beans, coleslaw, and garlic bread. We also, in the park, will have a live auction of things that have been donated by businesses in the town. And it's just a great time.
It is a good time. And you worry about, because you're going to see a line of cars there as you drive up, and you're going to think this is going to take forever. No, it doesn't.
No.
I mean, they've got like four or five teams of people at least.
At least.
As they're driving up, they're, you know, Let me have your tickets. What do you want? Boom. I mean, and people, I mean, that line does not stop. It just keeps moving.
The longest.
Or you can park right there and stay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we prefer that. We love having people in the park.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. If you want tickets, find somebody in yellow.
Listen to the.
When we
I thought maybe there was going to be a little bit of accordion.
From the news, we will have Enjoy the Magazine.
Casey and I are Shasta ready.
Thank you for having me.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration's drive to detain and deport illegal aliens will soon shift into high gear in multiple cities. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Chicago is mentioned specifically, and Democrat leaders there object, threatening to fight the administration. The administration was hoping to send a group of unaccompanied migrant children back home to Guatemala to be reunited with their parents or guardians, but a federal judge stepped in, blocking the kids' departure for at least 2 weeks. Despite a recent court ruling that did not go his way, President Trump is standing by his tariff strategy.
President Trump is promising another round of tariffs on a category that's been spared so far, pharmaceuticals.
We want pharmaceuticals made in our country.
His trade deal with Europe includes a 15% drug tariff, and now the president is talking about duties of 200% for other countries to bring back manufacturing and secure supply chains. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit for pharmaceutical products was nearly $150 billion. President Trump says he'll delay drug tariffs for a year to 18 months to give companies a chance to stockpile and move factories to the United States. Jennifer King, Washington.
Numerous villages in eastern Afghanistan have been wiped off the map and more than 800 people killed by a devastating earthquake.
The 6.0 magnitude quake late Sunday hit a series of towns and villages in the province of Kunar near the city of Jalalabad in neighboring Nangarhar province, causing extensive damage. It was just 5 miles deep. Shallow earthquakes tend to cause more damage.
And that's correspondent Charles Deladesma reporting. More than 2,500 people injured by that powerful earthquake. Today is Labor Day, and that means no action on Wall Street. The stock market closed for the holiday after dropping 92 points on Friday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 45,544. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Voters in Guyana heading to the polls to elect a new president and National Assembly. In recent years, Guyana has become an important energy exporter, and the incumbent president is seeking a second term.
Guyana is one of the world's fastest growing economies, recording double-digit growth for the past 5 years. However, the opposition coalition say that President Ali's administration has squandered the oil boom. They point to the rising cost of living and the continuing issues of corruption. The oil windfall has also created heightened tensions with Venezuela. The government of leftist President Nicolas Maduro has renewed the country's long-standing claim over the oil-rich region of Essequibo.
That's the BBC's Will Grant. Who is to blame for jamming the radar of the European Union leader's plane as the aircraft was over Bulgaria? There's no definitive conclusion just yet, but one European official says that Russia is a prime suspect. News and analysis at townhall.com. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X that U.S. aid is essentially being shuttered and congratulated White House Budget Director Russ Vought
for managing the process.
Rubio said in the post, quote, USAID is officially in closeout mode. Russ is now at the helm to oversee the closeout of an agency that long ago went off the rails. The 1974 Impoundment Control Act gives the president the authority to propose canceling funds approved by Congress. Congress can, within 45 days, vote on pulling back the funds or sustaining them. But by proposing the rescission so close to September 30th, the White House argues that the money won't be spent and the funding lapses. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York City Mayor and Presidential Advisor Rudy Giuliani is recovering from a fractured vertebra and other injuries following a weekend car crash in New Hampshire. State police say an SUV driven by a Giuliani aide was struck from behind by another vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman on Saturday evening. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on the 1st of September, Labor Day. 2025, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios of KCNR.
How are 96.5
you? 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
On this Labor Day.
Yeah, and David's in there laboring. He could have probably liked to have slept in this morning.
Well, no. He's got a baby girl.
I did sleep all pretty much a lot yesterday.
Good. Okay. Good.
Well, you got a baby girl who is just adorable.
3 months old now?
You know 3 months now.
You know what? She just, she smiles.
Big eyes.
Looks like she's like 5 or 6 months old.
Yeah. It's like she came out with her eyes like dollar, when you think about great big silver dollar eyes. Yeah. She's adorable. Labor Day, 101 today, partly smoky, it says. Patchy smoke, then sunny, overnight lows of 71. If you're just tuning in, it's 69 degrees. Tuesday tomorrow calls for 101 hot days. There are going to be variations like there are in different pockets of weather in Redding. So I know yesterday out, like probably 11:30, I was at one of the local stores off the hilltop, and the pavement, it was so hot, but it really, when you look at the temperature, it wasn't so hot, but it just socks in at times. So be careful. Don't leave your pets in the car, children, any of that. Please keep your windows down or you're going to get your windows bashed in. Wednesday, 100 degrees, overnight lows of 70, Thursday, 99. But we're going to be up in probably triple digits throughout the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where it's a family and veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And I'd like to leave a warning to our producers, and please pass this on to Ben. Okay. I bought brand-new doorstops. Linda
yes.
bought brand new
oh,
doorstops.
Okay, yes.
So now we have a brand new doorstop there. And what does that mean? That means when you close the door, we do not leave the doorstop made of rubber on the ground because Buford has realized that he can chew it up.
He thinks it's a chewy toy.
And he has a little pile of little round rubber things in yeah. front of him. So
right,
I'm
so
just
brand new.
Got brand new. Because the other one was down to like an inch and a half. I swear, inch and a half, but it would still hold the door open.
He's right on the floor chewing on something.
Oh, whose voice is in the studio? That's Mr. James Masada, the one and only, and Rhonda Alvey. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here on this Labor Day, and we're talking about all things in the enjoy.
And the reason we're here is
because of
you. You two wanted
yeah,
to be here.
Yeah, we wanted to come
yeah.
in for you.
Yeah.
So we're talking about issue 228, Living Spaces. It's the cover. I love how it's, you know, September is the end of summer and the beginning of fall, so they say. It doesn't feel like it that much, but you've got all those little like fall colors on the front and living spaces.
In the photo on the front with the dog with his paw
yes.
on his master is
yes.
something that we can totally identify with,
that's how,
with Buford.
That's how I was out there when you guys were on the air with your previous. Buford came up, put his hand on my
yeah.
on my knee for me to pet him.
How are you two? I know we're going to talk about the issue, but let's kind of... And you talk when you get on the nighttime show that you, you know, you.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about the two of you. How are you going? And James, you've been pouring into a new business downtown, and
yeah.
let's hear about that.
It's going to be awesome. It's just every, you know how everything is. Everything
oh, yeah.
takes a lot longer. You know, if you have tons of money, then you can roll at it. But if you don't and you're on a budget, you're constantly
pounds of money.
You figure out.
There's tons of money and pounds of money.
You figure out how to make it work, and that's what we're doing. So things are slow. And then, of course, you know, we're putting in Spencer James Confectioners, which is our new chocolate store.
Mm.
And we've partnered up with other people in a kind of collaborative space. And so Bernsini is going to be in there once again serving wine. And it'll be really cool. You know, obviously wine and spirits take forever to get approved for your permits and stuff. So there's all that. And then there was a bunch of remodeling.
And they're making a studio for us down there so we can just move right down there.
That's fantastic. Well, what we look forward to is getting off the air and walking down there and having a little something.
Something. Yeah, because we'll have a whole bunch of things.
Well, right. When Linda wins the $350 million, I didn't win the billion. But when she wins the $350 million, hey. We're going to get you started.
Was there another billion one?
I don't know. I
only buy lotto tickets when it hits a billion. Now, 500 million is not enough for me. I want the $1 billion one.
Well, whatever.
You and my partner, he bought tickets. He told me he bought tickets, so I assumed it must have been close to a billion.
Well, right.
I've got a better chance of being bitten by a great white down at the sandwich tree. At the sandwich tree than I do winning that lottery.
No, I was in the store yesterday.
No, Whiskey Town would have raised
and the eye. I didn't do a quick pick. I actually picked numbers, and I never usually do that, but I did it. And I had never used a machine myself, and I thought I'm gonna do this today. But it's actually comes out September 2nd. So let's go back to your store.
So here it is, though, right? It happens. Billion was in Cottonwood.
Yes, it does happen.
And I wonder if she has ever thought about getting into the media business.
And the chocolate tree and theater.
Yeah. There you go.
Chocolate care.
And what about Rhonda? You're getting ready to make a great trip here.
I'm going to Vegas tomorrow for 5 days.
For your birthday!
For my birthday, yes.
Happy birthday.
I feel like it's your birthday all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to see Wizard of Oz at the Sphere.
That's
going to
be an interesting production.
Cool. Yes, I'm super excited.
I've never been in there, but we're going to be hitting there for the National Finals Rodeo. So we need to go over they probably have tours of the Sphere.
I would imagine. It's amazing.
I can imagine the flying monkeys flying around
that's got to be just...
So is it a movie that you're going to be watching?
It's a movie, and the tornado, when the tornado
original,
happens...
It's
the original movie. And when the tornado happens, leaves are going to be flying all over the place, and the wind is going to be blowing, and
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're sitting in it.
I wonder how they took that film and
lots of AI
manipulated it.
Yeah, lots of AI.
Lots of AI
because it's not the format, you know.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting!
Is it a one-time only thing?
No, it's running through March, I think.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
because I would love to see that.
It's really interesting though because you know I'm going this. We're going to be going on the 3rd, and I think it runs the 3rd, 4th, 2nd, 3rd. I mean, it's opened on the 28th of August. So then it. And then on Friday night, I think it's Friday or Saturday, the Eagles are playing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, I want to see the Eagles in that location.
Uh-huh.
When we get there, they just stop.
Ah.
So we're only there in a period of time, and it's all cowboy. Everything is cowboy. Well, you don't kind of think of the Eagles as cowboy music, but
I've heard concerts, live concerts there are unbelievable.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the Backstreet Boys
concert.
So
did I. That's what I just watched.
Oh, my gosh.
How much fun.
Wow.
Because it's like... totally immersive from like 360 all around you.
Right.
Okay, well, let's take a little bit of an early break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. And Judy knows what she's talking about. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance plans or your retirement plans, how about a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial? Give them a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and very happy with them on that. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine, James Massad and Rhonda Alvey, and we'll be right back.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The whole studio. Yep, see? Game. This is what we love about. This is why you've been family. You know, because we're in the car together here, and you're all like, all right.
We're all bobbing our
heads. We're all going to do it together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Together. We're here in the studios of KCNR 96.5.
Road trip.
Night at the Roxbury.
Yep. Night at the Roxbury. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking about the Get Care Now. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. Instead of going down there and waiting for 2 or 3 hours, just stay at home. You've already got a time set up. Now, this is for non-life-threatening emergencies.
I was going to say.
No. In fact, when you fill it out, they will come back with some questions. Uh-huh. Are you having problems breathing? You know, it's 4 or 5 questions.
Are you dead?
Any of those answers are yes, they're going to tell you, come in now.
Yeah.
Come in right now. So, but if it's
That's
not.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a good idea. So how do you do that? Visit their website, ShastaRegional.com, and click the Get Care Now tab. We're here with Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and it's the 228th issue. They got me right away with the dog on the front with his paw on his master, just like Buford does all the time to everybody. Okay. Where
so
do you want to start?
I want to start because this is something that's really cool and it's in our DNA, but we have transitioned. So we're getting back into contests, or I shouldn't say it's not contests, they're giveaways. Enjoy Magazine, I think Rhonda started it, gosh, what was it, a few years ago. Every month we had a giveaway. You would, you know, either go to the website or scan the QR code. And they were office. What was it? Awesome. That was weird. That was a weird slip. So then, you know, it's a lot of work to do giveaways. It's towards the front.
Okay, right here.
Yeah, and yeah. So
it's on right next to page 11.
Yeah,
so
and so, we took a little bit of a break, and then you know, we're working really hard on developing our digital advertising model. You know, every institution, new or old, needs to, you know, be in the times. And so one of the things that we're working on is a lot of our web traffic and our digital platform and being able to get as much out to readers as possible, just besides the print magazine. And to support that, what really helps is when people think, or they're going to, but people get free stuff. So we started a new giveaway, and I'm not sure the whole details. It's still all being worked out, but it has launched and it's kicked off. I don't know if it's monthly or quarterly, but they're much bigger giveaways than what they were before. And so our first one is happening now. It is a Realm Aesthetic giveaway, but there's much more. So there's a $1,000 value for Realm Aesthetics. There's VIP Revival tickets, Cask and Cleaver, Spencer James Confectioners, Bernsini, Organic Pilates. So this is a whole package of like self-care and fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So they're valued over $1,000.
So you scan.
Yeah. So you can go to our website and I think when the website comes up, it actually pops up right in front of you and you can, you know, register right then, or you can scan the little QR code on the page and it'll take you to the registration.
Linda needs Pilates grip socks.
No, I need all of what's in this package.
So Organic Pilates, how do I say this? Because I didn't get permission to say anything. But there's changes happening with Organic Pilates.
Oh, yes.
Linda goes. Yeah.
We'll be having, of course, our dearest and nearest on the air to talk about some of the new changes.
Yeah.
But we'll wait to launch that.
A lot more opportunity to get socks.
Yes. Anyway, that's great. See, what I love.
And Realm. Actually, Realm just moved, too, this weekend.
I love that when people are... Even when people talk about, two things are coming out of my thought process at the same time. People who are pushing forward to grow and that are not afraid, even though some people are talking about the economy and it's down and we're talking about Vegas being down and blah, blah, blah. Well, we're growing and we see businesses that have been here that are blooming and branching out. And we just really appreciate that. And so the two of you at the helm with Enjoy, the magazine, have stayed in business doing this for years and years. What are you doing, ripping stuff out?
Well, he's pinning that up in his locker.
I'm putting this into our read book.
Okay. Our live reads.
And something we haven't talked about enough, even though we've been on the show.
Oh, that's nice.
Is the Shasta Regional Medical Center Radiology Department, where people are having to wait months to get MRIs. You can literally get them there the next day.
And plus their competition. Plus the competition for the giveaway here for Enjoy, that we want to make sure we promote that, which is what we're doing right now.
Yeah. So Realm just moved. We saw her this weekend. She went from right over here by our old store on Placer.
Right.
And she now is in the beautiful, historic kind of medical building.
Oh, I heard about her. Tell us about Realm. She's does cosmetic and all that, right?
I don't know what her specialty is, but yes, she is very successful at aesthetics, and I'm sure that's, you know, facials and, you know.
She bought a suite from what I understand.
Yes.
She bought a suite, next to Dr. The vain guy.
Yeah.
That
Coronado.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, Coronado. Yeah.
And
so it's right in the building right next to the old,
building that whole suite out.
I only know it as Nova. What is it?
Shasta High School.
Is that what is it?
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
U-Prep?
Is that, U-Prep.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that big building looks like the Coliseum? No.
Right.
So anyway, I wanted to shout that out real quick because this
great.
Is new ground for Enjoy Again, and I'm super excited that you know we're still doing it, and it's you know it's going to be cool, and people are going to get good stuff.
Excellent. Okay, so that's number one on the list. What else do we have here? So why we've got this
what I like also too, because I haven't actually gone through this magazine much, but I noticed that there are some new advertisers and there are some great new services that I'm seeing. So, you know, it's a good thing to pick up the magazine and just look through if you're looking for medical services, because I'm seeing there's some new dentists and, like you said, radiology and all kinds of stuff. So it's nice to see some new services being provided to us in the North State.
Well, I don't think I've seen this dentist. Is Shagini?
Yeah, that's what, one of the things that I saw. Yeah. I was like, oh, I've never heard of her, but that's nice.
Cool.
And she's got openings.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Also, the Grange Co-op is open.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you been there?
I have
Carl's
not.
Been.
I've been there several times. They are advertising with us.
Yeah.
And they've got a story that's kind of interesting, is they were looking at Reading for several years,
mm-hmm.
and they became sponsors for the Reading Rodeo. And they would come down, you know, being a sponsor, you know, you get seats and all that. And of course, Reading Rodeo wasn't the only reason, but they went to the Reading Rodeo like 2 years in a row, maybe a third one. And when they pulled the trigger, and they said, this is our kind of town.
Yeah.
This is our kind of town we want to be in.
Yep.
So I found that very interesting.
That's very cool.
I'm not going to say it was horrible, but I wish that we had reciprocated in welcoming them in a little bit of easier fashion, because I heard it was a lot of work for them to get open.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
And you know why? It's because, you know, they persevered.
Yeah.
But what about somebody that has a choice between two or three places and they put their feelers out? And if this one is going to be a lot harder, maybe more expensive, why would I come here when I can go to this place that's going to welcome me with open arms?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it because I haven't been in there yet, but I've talked with the managers and things like that.
No. It's got a lot of stuff. And you
supposedly
know what?
They have dog washes there.
Yes, they do.
You can walk your dog through.
You can take your dog in and get him washed there. I noticed that. And they have a you know, stuff, a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
One type of feed that we use as a supplement, they have it, and a lot of places don't.
Yeah. I have to go check it out because I should bring Coda there. It's easier to probably bathe her there than it is at home.
Or we just take the man down to people that this is what they do for a living.
Yeah.
And
that's true, too.
Yeah, we've taken to a couple doggy washes.
We have.
I love the fact that you
one.
Can go get yep. the, this is all
lake.
Inclusive. You get your pet, you can buy a treat. Get them washed, go back to the car.
Unfortunately, my dog doesn't allow people to wash her. She'll take your arm off.
Oh, okay.
So,
I can't muzzle her.
I know.
Well, I'm not sure. This looks like something you just put them in, and it's like an automatic.
I don't know either. I think it just is like, you know, it's set up for you to wash
your
dog. And it's got a drying area. That must be what I saw. You can put them in there and
freak
it can blow them dry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you know, Buford, he gets blown dry, and he kind of like.
I can't even imagine the amount of hair that comes off of him.
Oh, we have a Furminator, and we have every you can imagine.
Everything
right
can
now,
imagine.
I've got the.
I was vacuuming yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Just.
And I have the round
there.
Thing. What's the round thing called? We call her
the Roomba.
No, we named her.
The Roomba.
Makita. There was a.
Whatever.
Sharkita. It's Sharkita.
Sharkita.
Sharkita's at home right now working.
Unfortunately, it fills up.
Yours is a much nicer name.
Yeah, we don't have to pay any employment taxes with the Sharkita.
I was going
to
say, you picked a much nicer name.
Yeah.
Than mine.
Okay. So, moving right along.
I don't know. Can we?
What's our next one? Here.
We have 2 minutes before we take a break, and it's halfway through.
Bring us up a seat. This one I always like.
Oh, okay. I love that. Carlene?
Yep.
Yep.
Go for it, Veronica, because I'm not on the page. I just saw it. I always like this
one. Well, they always introduce a person
in the
community.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who she is, but this is great.
I don't know her either. but
she's a community advocate.
Yes, and she looks very interesting. And, you know, it's kind of fun to do these. I don't always find these people. People will recommend somebody. So this one was recommended, and she was very, very fun to talk to on the phone.
Right.
And then I usually just send the questions to her, and she sends the answers back to me, and that's how it works. But these questions are really fun, and just kind of, you know, trying to get trying to bring out the fun in people and maybe get to know them a little bit better.
Sure.
And you come up with great questions.
Yeah, you really do. That would be hard for me to do. Totally. Would be hard. And when I look at these, the only thing that ever comes to my mind originally is a song, Who Are the People in Your Neighborhood?
That's what
Well, they're really good questions.
Yeah.
And they are, and she sounds like a fascinating person.
Now, who's your favorite person?
If you could swap lives with any historical figure, but if when you look at it, the way my magazine is folded, the only name I saw was the last name, and it was Loveless. And I thought,
Beta.
And then I had to look at it.
Bless you. Who was a true computer science pioneer. Yeah,
That's the one she was talking about.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a gutsy lady. You know. Anyway.
Well, this is wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them when I moved here in 2007 and have never gone to another barbershop. Great haircuts. Great people there. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478 so I don't have to wait in line. Just roll in, get a haircut, roll out. Or I can hang around, come in early and hang around afterwards and chit-chat with people and catch up on my car and track. And they actually have Saturday Evening Post there. Who still gets Saturday Evening Post? They do. Okay, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Man's last stronghold, my friends, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundry man.
No, not a laundry man.
How about Santa Claus?
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
People look out. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I don't
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm trying to get the word welcome out of my throat here. Welcome back to Labor Day on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this weekend, besides the huge barbecue, we have Dolly Parton's Imagination Libraries coming to Shasta County. Get involved and partner with First Five. They're having a movie. It's called Sentenced, an immersive and vulnerable film about the crisis of illiteracy in America from producers Stefan and Aisha Curry. For the Children's Literacy Project, it's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It's going to be Thursday, September 4th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have the Champions for Children event on September 6th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Starts at 10 a.m. So you could go see that and then go right over and get your barbecue. Or you could go get your barbecue first and then go to that. And that's going to be fun for the entire family at Turtle Bay. Free for Turtle Bay members and free for non-members ages 0 to 12. All these things are going on.
I forgot
on.
Dolly is a big...
Oh, my gosh.
Library.
Oh, yeah. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Reading is her big thing.
Yeah. Well, we're finally back with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Now let's get into the Enjoy the Magazine. Let's get into the magazine. We've got wonderful articles. It's called Living Spaces. And wouldn't you know the Van Kirks? Their home... And I went through this home on that AAWU, I think it's a charity fundraiser that they do where they pick three or four homes out. You can buy tickets and go through people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on that tour, their home.
Before it was redone?
What? Yeah, no, it hasn't been redone, but I think this is a project. It was enough to be done.
This is an ongoing project.
Yeah, but at that point, they were writing on the steps as well. This is maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
They're probably, I think it's probably ever evolving.
Yeah.
With their love of
they
remodeling.
Started, and they did start writing on the steps after the fire.
Right.
Yeah, the car fire.
I just think that is probably a postcard of when you think about things that are symbolic in the Reading area. They've created something there where people like to go by and see what's on their mind. You know how they used to do that with the gas stations?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So this is Sam and Wendy Van Kirk. And if you don't know, I mean, a lot of people in town know the Van Kirks. You know him as a doctor. He's a doctor in town.
Baby doctor.
Yep. And
delivered a lot of babies here.
Yeah. So, and what they've done is revived a 1931 home that's in downtown Reading, home with a heart. But it's funny because I've been here forever and I don't recognize the home at all. So I have no idea where it is other than it's kind
it's
of in the down.
It's within walking distance of our home off of Placer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know where it is either.
Yeah.
But I saw him walking like down the street.
Yeah.
So it's in that direction.
There are some of the most amazing homes in that part of town that are hidden.
Are. You know what?
Huge Victorians. And like and you just don't see them.
And you don't well, and like that one that belonged to the judge or something.
I mean, Baron
like
Beaton.
Four story,
yeah,
and that they've been working on for 17 years now that I know of.
But that's what this looks like to me. This almost looks like it should be in Napa or something.
Right.
The backyard reminds me
they've
of
done a beautiful
many
job.
Many vineyards. But I'd be curious to hear the entire story. Of the history of the home, too.
We have to read the article because there's some stuff about that. But I don't know if it's they entertain a lot, but there also is, I wonder if they do VRBO out of there, if they rent, because it's three stories. They've got an upstairs, and then that bar area that you see is downstairs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the basement. Right?
And they have a beautiful.
I had no idea that house was that big. For some reason, I thought it was smaller.
Ooh, look at that bar, though.
Yeah.
It looks like it's loaded.
Yep.
It's stocked.
Absolutely. And well lit. Moving far, you've got the Red Bluff with the wonderful Queen Anne Victoria. What kind of Victorian is that?
The Van Kirks are really nice people.
Yeah, they're very nice people.
Very nice people.
They work really hard.
Yeah, and they do a lot for our community.
Mm-hmm.
So big shout out, Sam and Wendy.
Community keeps Red Bluff's Kelly Griggs house and its stories alive. I don't know the story behind this. Do you?
This was actually purchased by the AAEW.
Okay.
Yeah.
They purchased
it? In Redding, or in Red Bluff.
Okay.
So it was
Wow.
Yeah. I think they bought it in the 1960s.
Oh, okay. So it's been with them for a long time. Something new.
And they have they have it looked like it did in the, a long time ago.
This is actually a really a style that I like, a Victorian.
Right.
I like the blockiness of it and like the how it's symmetrical, on both sides. You get kind of like you don't get the traditional or some of the pillars. The house itself is like built like a pillar on each side. I just think it's cool. I don't know what the style is either, but I really think it's beautiful. And I don't know if you have been, but Red Bluff is filled with the most amazing Victorian
really
homes.
Yeah, it's just
streets
we have
and
such
streets of them.
Wonderful
it's
history.
Just, if you drive down the presidential streets, Lincoln, Jefferson, Madison, you're going to find a bunch of these.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, that's cool.
That's what it says in your article. Here.
And those that know, there is a kind of stone, Victorian-esque styles facility that's there that everybody has known for years. It was a gift shop, and it was very much like Christmas, the one you call the Christmas store. That was sold a while back and has been turned into a venue hall.
So no more Christmas?
No.
Oh.
There's nothing in it. It's empty. Well, I shouldn't say it's empty. It's used as a venue hall, so people can rent it for, weddings and stuff. And we were just down there not too long ago for a big wedding. But that just came on the market again. So if somebody's interested
in a venue, trying to do that stuff,
get a hold of Kate Grissom. She's a representing the sale of the building.
It's a beautiful home.
It's a beautiful home.
And it's got all these historical furnishings.
It was sold like that. The family sold it in the 60s. And of course, I was kind of reading through that in the 60s, and the museum bought the whole thing.
Yeah, if you look at you get pictures of the inside.
$22,000.
Yeah.
Look at the some of the furniture.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Incredible. They bought it for $22,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 60s. In the 60s.
1966.
So, yeah, that was still.
I know, but like.
And this is on page 30.
But imagine how much it costs to keep it up.
I know.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
So across the street from the Riverfront Playhouse, you have a nursery. And I don't. I've driven by it, but I don't know anything
Plantable.
About it. But it says right here in right past that Victorian, the story about the Victorian, it talks about how it's a local nonprofit shop, boutique nursery for beautiful local plants to host your next gathering or stunning event. So that's another event you could do an outside.
It's actually really cool.
It is so
They've
cool.
had
oh
to
my
work
gosh.
So hard to get that property into a space that's
I'm so excited.
Today.
Yeah. This downtown, our beautiful downtown is really...
You've got the little place up on the top of the hill, and then it like zigzags down with a path, and they've got plants everywhere, and they've got shading.
We
got to
go see that.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I think they have live music. They do all kinds of stuff
they
out
have
there.
They have events there a lot.
Yeah.
They just did a wedding there
beautiful.
The other night.
Beautiful.
And they're super nice people.
Well, speaking of, do you mind if we do a little side trip for a minute with what's happening at Riverfront, since that's your baby? Oh,
yeah.
It's in my hands. It's not in your, yeah.
Yeah, we have it. We have
oh,
an
you
ad
do?
In
okay,
here. Yeah.
Okay. So Boca is a play.
It's going to be hilarious. All the people, it takes place in Boca Raton, which is in Florida, and it is a senior retirement community. All the actors in this play are 55 or older.
Of course.
I missed my chance.
And
I barely could have squeezed in at 55. Barely.
And they are all seasoned I think they're almost all of them are seasoned actors. They've been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It is it's very funny. It's not for kids, but there is language in it, but I think that you will laugh super hard. It's very funny. And it's several different vignettes. So there's just little stories that all kind of get combined into one big story. It's really funny.
Well, let's give some tickets away for that. We have some vouchers here for Friday, September 5th, Saturday, September 6th, or Sunday, September 7th only. That's this coming weekend. So if you're listening to this program and you'd like to go to see Boca, call and tell our producer, David, how many tickets you would like. And that would be really fun. You could go Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Give us a call. I think the show times are 7:30 on Friday and Saturday at 2.
7:30 on Friday, Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
I was going to say tickets within limits, right?
Yeah.
There are limits.
Well, I mean, like if you've got a couples or, you know,
people.
Like say you got sisters or something in town and you want to go. But anyway, give us a call. We're going to give those away. So we want your butts to fill the seats for that great production opening. Give us a call at 605-4567 and we'll get you tickets to go to the play this weekend. There you go.
We're calling already.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, also
and
getting back.
Time to take a quick break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing. We're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants. Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Are you tired of your business and
insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back and good morning. Labor Day, okay.
We're talking about how fun it is to live in the state of California with taxes. But tax season's coming around again.
We're all business owners.
It was supposed to be over in April. It's continuous in California. It's just continuous.
So we talk about how the fun of being the master of your own ship, but you sometimes aren't the master when you have this California really staying in touch. That's why we like to have our what do they call it? H2O. Our O2 staffing, because they really encourage people to bring in HR, or they can actually do the work for you because the laws are changing constantly.
They're on tomorrow, by the way.
I just want to say
and
that
let me tell you, if you're a business owner, don't think for one second you're going to get away with anything in California
anymore.
Better be careful and know what you're supposed to be doing and collecting sales tax and all that stuff, because they will come for you, and when they do, there is no mercy.
No mercy.
AI, you know what? And AI just, they turn AI loose, and it just searches and searches and searches. Okay, Let It Fly.
We want to know about
that.
I don't
know what that one is, but I saw it briefly, and it looks like whatever it is, it's crazy fun.
It's a rage room.
Well, speaking of California and laws, it's a rage room. Oh, my gosh. Now, where is this? If you look at it, there's somebody with a helmet and a bat and a hammer. And a, what do you just go take your – what do you
– they have all that stuff.
I was going to say, do you bring your own plates and dishes?
You can, but you can also – like a lot of people will have a breakup and then they bring their exes.
Oh, my gosh.
Beat it. But then it's also – there's also a paint room where you can just throw paint and, you know, just go crazy
this
with
is,
paint.
I bet you therapists are sending their people there to say, you want to get it out, go to the rage room. It's called Let It Fly. Amber Schaus brings joyful chaos to Redding's rage room and paint space. This is awesome.
She said the UPS had a Christmas party there that was a really fun one.
The UPS? Maybe they should let the Postal Service do it, too. That might be helpful.
So there's two rage rooms. A breakout provides all needed protective gear, coveralls, gloves, and a helmet with a mesh mask.
Well, right now I can tell them to come over to our house because we're downsizing. And we could give them targets for a year.
Oh, no, a playlist. You want to bring your playlist? Maybe you just, bah, 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 whatever it is. When I can't play grunge or heavy metal or anything, plays it, but there you're going to be grunging out. That's great. Oh, wonderful pictures here. This is funny.
Yeah, it is. When I heard about this place, I went, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That just makes sense.
And it's called Breakout, by the way. And you can look it up, and you can go there and just, you could probably bring photos of people.
I wouldn't doubt if they had, like, built-in cameras that did it, and then you could buy a copy of it. They'd send it to you via, like, you know, email copy of you losing your mind in their place.
And the photo of all the people that run it, they're all smiling. And you know why? Because they have no rage. They're happy because they have just expended it early in the morning before anybody gets there.
It said, marking a year in business, glad we know about it now, Breaking Out draws clients referred by mental health professionals.
Oh, my gosh.
I can see it. For health, and they definitely, it says, attend the vendors at local health and wellness fairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. If you got a kid, and they're just like, I'll tell you what, here's your pass, buddy.
Yeah. And it's on Wall Street. It's not too far. Well, it's off of, what is that, off of Larkspur?
Larkspur, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wall Street.
So it's probably just like one of those warehouses, those shells that they just have. Yeah. I'd be curious of what it's like after an episode or a customer having to go clean up.
Yeah, no, but that's the best part. You can go in there, destroy everything, walk out, let all everything's out, you're feeling better, and somebody else comes and cleans up. Nothing gets better than that.
Yeah, right.
She says, here it says Schaus. One of the owners has a master's degree in applied behavior analysis, says that the idea for Breakout came to her while on the job program director at a day program for disabled adults.
Yeah.
It was a rough day, and a client told her he was so mad he wanted to hit things. She sympathized and wished him aloud for a place where she could hit stuff and not get into trouble. So she searched her phone. And was surprised to discover that a rage room actually was such a place.
Mm.
So why not create a bigger space for the rage room? I think it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. We support them.
Yes.
Now, there's somebody we need to have on.
Yes.
But we will not hand them a baseball bat when they walk in.
And I bet they're completely lovely.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she gets it.
Well, why wouldn't they be? They're very happy.
Yeah.
You know, there's like...
She saw the niche. Yeah.
They start in the morning. Yeah. They probably break things just to get it. Just, okay, how do we feel?
Now, going on to, before we, page of possibilities.
We got 3 minutes.
Our friends came to our house the other night and brought us 3 books because we had a dinner club of this new book that's called 77 Days.
Oh, yeah. What the architect that he did? Yeah.
Yes, from architect to author. So we've got that book at our house, and we're going to be reading it.
It's a big book.
It's like a big book.
700 pages or something, isn't it?
What is his name? I'm sorry. That's why
his
James
name
Timer.
Is
yeah, James
Timer.
Timer. Yeah. I just want to get his name out because a lot of people know him. He is well known in Reading. So.
Okay, as an architect.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then he wrote this book. Good for him.
So that's cool. You guys have a book club. And did you talk about it on air, or did you just
we have a dinner? I've had a dinner. I have a book club with some friends, some mutual friends that you all know.
Yeah.
And it's we have great books. And one day I had them on my Thursday night show.
Okay.
And then we at the last minute we thought about because the author was alive, and we were like at the last minute, listen in. We're supporting your book club, and then you know so
did she call in?
at later on. It was after the fact that she got into contact with somebody who was doing that. But yeah, so I love it because I'm reading things that I would never read.
Yeah.
You know, and
I'll tell you, books, if you can find the time, it's amazing. Once you get into them, they like get you hooked.
Right.
They're just, it makes the mind open up so
much
and your kind of jaw drops off. Boy, I've been living in the dark.
Well, I just read The Goddess of, Warsaw.
Oh,
the Goddess of Warsaw. But there was so much, I love a historical novel because there was so much in there about, you know, the Holocaust, of course, and the Warsaw Ghetto.
Yep.
And it just made me pass the book. I wanted to watch more, read more, get deeper into it. And I think that's what makes a really good book that makes you want to continue on with the study of what that is.
Yeah. We have 1 minute and 31
Enjoy.
Seconds.
Enjoy.
Okay.
So there's
what's next?
Many, many, many things that we didn't cover.
Oh,
celebrating
yeah.
50 years with half a century with Olson Pottery.
Oh,
so there's a whole thing in there. Yeah.
Weaverville.
Skies wide open, glimpses into the North State, California's night skies.
Sierra Pacific.
Okay,
new nursery.
Let me tell you, the seeds have changed, and I will tell you from personal experience. I have a friend, we have friends who lost all these trees on their property up in Tennant. He went out and bought through a government grant, but he also had to put out the money, all of these seedlings, and replant tens of thousands of them. Got them from two different groups. Sierra Pacific and his other, and you can tell the difference. My gosh, it's been 2 years.
Don't.
Oh yeah, Sierra Pacific is going for it, and the other ones, not all of them made it, but the Sierra Pacific
trees.
What they've got going here is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Well, they look pretty healthy. That picture is cool. It looks like a mini, what do you call it, bonsai forest.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Magazine. It's free. It's
and
everywhere.
You can always go online as well. And, of course, remember to, sign in for that wonderful
giveaway.
Yeah. Tomorrow, O2 staff, and we were already talking about them today, and they'll join us with the latest in dirty tricks that the state of California likes to do to
I'm
their
laughing.
Businesses.
Stop.
Everybody, happy Labor Day, and God bless
Thank
America.
Thank you, James and Rhonda.
Thank you.
PCR Shasta Reading
Regional Medical Center.